What is going on, everyone? I am just so happy to be here at this moment again where I'm able to speak and just feel very liberated. It's season three, Solo Chat season three. Can't believe it. I'm just really at this moment where I'm wanting to make this work, and I've put effort into it. I've had some moments where, you know, things weren't at my best. I've had moments where, you know, I was brought down, and, you know, things that happened before, I can't let that affect how I move on from now. So let's get into it. Let's talk about some things. Let's welcome and introduce season three of Solo Chats. I'm so excited. For so many months, I've sat here and I've tried to tell myself, like, don't give up. Don't be so hard on yourself. Everything that has happened for a reason. So let's just be honest about what happened with season two. It's like the same thing I had to go through with season one. I have to go through with season two. We got copywritten. We got copywritten for my intro, and on episode four, I had like a YouTube sound playing, and I got copywritten for that, and I tried so hard, definitely with my experience with season one, and going through the whole, I got copywritten with season one episodes. It's like they took everything, every episode from season two to season eight. From episode two to episode eight has been wiped. I've appealed it. It didn't work for me. So I can't really, you know, dwell on it. To the people who heard season two, I hope you enjoyed season two. I actually am working on getting some of those episodes like clipped out with the sounds that are copywritten, and maybe trying to see if I can get them reposted. But there's been just a lot going on, and that has kind of been the furthest thing on my mind of doing. So I just figured, let's just start with season three, where, as you hear, we did not have an intro. I am working on getting a personalized intro, so therefore I won't have to worry about any, you know, copywritten things or anything coming down on me this season, because this season is going to be fucking awesome, and I just can't wait for you guys to just feel where I've been, and just, you know, I can't wait to look back and say, yeah, like, I went through a lot in 2021, but 2022, I'm not taking no bullshit. So let's get into it. So along with season two happening last summer, I've actually, I think this might be in the first episode or might be in the second episode. We don't really remember, but we do have a Twitter. Solo Chats on Twitter. I really want, if you are a listener, a subscriber, to go ahead and tweet us if you have Twitter. Give us some questions. Give us your feedback. If you don't like the podcast, bully me. If you do like the podcast, you know, tell me how much you like it or what you think could change about it, what you didn't agree with that I said, or what you agreed with. You know, with what I said or with someone else, you know, what they said. Let's use the platform to communicate besides, you know, just, you know, you guys listening to me, and, you know, we're not actually, you know, face to face in this situation. So if there's any other way we can communicate outside of the podcast, then let's do it. Don't forget, it is Twitter, Solo Chat, CelloChats. Make a fake account if you want to hide your identity. I really don't care. It's like we're getting everything out of the way of what's new. Also, we have a new email, SelloChatsPodcast@gmail.com. So for now on, anything, you know, in communication, if you have questions, if you have, you know, questions about advice, or, you know, you just want to say thank you, or like I say, if you want to talk shit, it's CelloChatsPodcast solochatspodcast@gmail.com. solochatspodcast@gmail.com. I'm also doing advertisement again. My numbers obviously aren't the best because season two is gone, so I don't have that, you know, analytics. I'm sorry, I was trying to think of the word. Analytics to show, you know, how many viewers I had or how much I got paid for this episode or whatever. I did get paid. That's a good thing. I didn't get none of that. Side note, I didn't get none of my episodes wiped off of my distributing list until like September of 2021, when I got an email saying like, hey, you've been copyright infringed, whatever. I got a whole email about it from Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. I know you guys heard the ad. So it's okay, and I'm okay with that. Like I said, I still got paid, so I'm not gonna trip about it. Again, solochatspodcast@gmail.com. If you have a product, if you, you know, want me to talk about a new business, whatever it is, services, email me, and I'm doing it for free for right now. Just until I get back up on my game. So that's the new email. So what's new in Purcell's life, my life? Well, a lot has happened since, I think I ended like in June of 2021. So a lot has happened since, you know, this year, because we're in May of 2022 now. I wanted to actually get season three going in October, but when all that happened in September, I just kind of felt very down and I just gave up. And it's okay, you know, things happen, but I promise you, I won't give up again. This will be and always remain Solo Chats. We will continue to go on till we're at season, I don't know what, until there can't be another season, because this really does, you know, help me. And I also know, like, from the emails I did get at my old email, or, you know, the like and response that I would have gotten, you know, from people who, you know, friends or family who heard it, and they're like, well, I'm glad you talked about this, or, you know, it's very interesting that you mentioned this, or even people who disagree with what I said, it just helps. And I really like this platform. I really love my podcast. I love everyone for supporting me, whether you're doing it intentionally or whether you're being a sideline, you know, shadow hater. I love you for hating, because you ultimately are listening to the ad or ads. And yeah, so I officially, this is like one of the biggest things that has happened to me. I moved into my own place. Now, yes, I am 23 years old and I just moved out of my mother's place. It's no shame in that for me at all, honestly. I feel like it's a blessing, and I'm so thankful of my mother for allowing me to be in her home, you know, with my sister and her, and I'm just very thankful. I have no shame in you know, people saying, well, why are you 23 years old, you know, still living with your mother? That was a blessing. Hell, I got to do things that people who moved out when they were 18 probably don't have the option to do, because they had to focus on bills and da 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 da. Now, granted, am I rich now because I saved since 17, 18 years old to this moment? Hell no. Hell no. But I'm just very grateful. And this has been amazing. Like, moving into my own place, I've heard about it. I've heard, you know, friends and family say, oh, it's going to be the best thing ever because I feel great, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they weren't lying at all. This is amazing. Like, I'm sitting here now looking at my place, smiling, because I'm so grateful. But that was something that was huge. Also, you know, just being self-employed still, again, because actually, I did start working for a few months at another job, and I told myself before, hey, I'm not about to, you know, I'm self-employed, solo, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going back to a regular 9-to-5 job. But I had to stop the whole bullshit idea that I can seriously live my life without, you know, any type of income coming in when Selma was down, or when my other, you know, not finances, but incomes weren't coming in and bringing in money right away. So I had to kind of get off that high horse and take a deep breath, and I started working. Now I don't, but, you know, I did for a few months the end of 2021 into the beginning of 2022. Now I'm again self-employed. I have no fear of going back to work because, you know, ranking in $1,500 every 2 weeks, it wasn't bad. You know, it just takes up a lot of time. But yeah. I don't really want to get into too much about what my life has been like all the way, because I have another episode coming up where I'm going to just, you know, get into my whole life and actually dig deep into my life. So I think right now I just wanted to update you guys on where I'm at. I'm happy. Well, at this moment right now, I am injured, but I'm happy. Like, I'm happy. And I want to show everyone, or I want to make everyone feel, you know, like, Purcell's happy. And you can hear it in my voice. You can see it in my face. Oh my gosh, another thing, I've lost a lot of weight. Now, I haven't been in the 200 pounds down, but I've lost a tremendous amount of weight, and I feel better. It's an everyday task to stay on track, but that's an accomplishment in my eyes, you know. So, yeah, let's get off my life, and I think we should dedicate the rest of this show, this episode, to what has brought my podcast a lot of attention, which is the Reddit reads. Those Reddit reads, when I started, I did not know posting a link to my podcast would bring me an audience that was so marbleized in different areas. So like, I was getting people when I did mental health questions, I was getting people when I was doing food questions, or, you know, just friendship. Like, I was getting so many different people and audiences that were coming in from different stages just because of the questions that I was answering, and just me posting the link. Like, it was kind of like a blessing being able to have an audience that connected with me. And I feel like I helped other people because I was answering questions about people, you know, in a relationship, or having questions about what do they do if they feel some type of way about what their parents have done to them in the previous past, you know, trauma with their childhood. Like, I feel like I, in a way, have helped, and I've gained, you know, support from those people. And whether it was people who didn't like what I had to say, or they loved that I spoke on it in general, Reddit Reads is here to stay. And I think it's time that we go ahead and get into it. Now, I personally feel like mental health and just self-improvement is important all the way around, because if your mental health isn't prepared to go through, you know, whatever journey God puts in front of you, then you might not make it, or it'll be hard for you to make it. Or by the grace of God, some people just make it easily. But I think just making sure that you are on the right path, but you have your mind right, is important. And we're not perfect, so we're not going to be 100%. Oh yeah, you know, I'm mentally perfect all the time. No, because we all have these bad, fucked up days and just moments where we just feel like we aren't at that point where we can move on, you know, to the next journey. So I'm going to dedicate these Reddit reads only to the mental health. And these questions are not questions that I've gotten from my Reddit post. I had to go into a different category just because this is embarrassing. I lost and I forgot my password to my Reddit account for solo chats. So instead, of just doing the simple forgot password. I just say, fuck it, let's go into an actual Reddit board and just pull questions on there. And then I can just comment the link to my episode when it's posted. So, again, these questions aren't directed in asking me, but they're just open and out there to ask anyone. So let's start with this one by Elaborate Backstory. It says this was posted 11 hours ago. Anyone else feel totally fine and fully functional for months, only to suddenly fall into a month-long depressive anxiety episode for no clear reason? That has to be the story of my life, and I guarantee we are not the only ones feeling this. Yes, that I honestly do go into these episodes where I am, well, for one, I'm just like, great, like everything is so good in life, like, oh yeah, and then, you know, you just feel like you get hit with a sack of rocks in your fucking face and you don't want to move, you don't want to, I don't want to say you don't want to live, because I don't want to say I feel that way, but you know, there is people who feel that way and sadly act upon it. But there's just like, I totally agree that that is something I go through. Now let me say something that helps me get out of this funk when I'm in that little month or 2 months or even a week. And it's usually not like a month. It's usually like a couple weeks, maybe a couple days even. But what helps me is podcasts, YouTube videos, those type of things actually help me. They actually make me feel better. Like, they motivate me to get out of this space where I'm feeling down and out, and it makes me, you know, want to get up and stop feeling sorry for myself. Because in my mind, I'm a very strong individual. I'm a Capricorn and I'm very ambitious about things. So if I'm usually in a funk about something, it's usually because I'm not where I want it to be at this moment, at this point. You know, whether I start a project, no matter what it is, let's say I have fell in the funk about moving in, like, oh my gosh, I'm in my own apartment, but now I have to pay rent for however long my lease is. I did get into a depressive moment. My second week of being in my home, I was depressed. In my brand new home, I was depressed. And what helped me get out of it is just knowing that, hey, why are you concerned about something when you chose this for yourself? This apartment is what I've always wanted. And I refuse to, like, let anything make me feel like I don't deserve what I worked hard for. I'm officially over that stage. But I think that happens to everyone, honestly. So find what you feel is motivating to you. Like I said, for me, it's, you know, watching my favorite YouTubers or listening to my favorite podcast, because I only listen and watch people who I'm inspired by. If I'm not inspired by you, or if I'm not, you know, seeing that you can give me some type of motivation to, you know, maybe be better at what I want to do or be better with myself, I don't usually subscribe or I don't usually listen. If I have no interest in using what you have or using your platform to better myself, there's no reason for me to sit there and keep listening. So find you something that motivates you, something that makes you feel like when you watch, it's like, let me get off my ass and go do this. Because I've been saying, I'm very bad at procrastination, or I'm very good at procrastination. So, you know, if I've been thinking about me wanting to do something for the past 3 days, and then, you know, I'm getting in this funk of depression, this YouTube video that I watch or this podcast that I listen to might make me feel like, damn, let me get up and go do this. Because they're putting their life out there on forefront, and they're getting the shit done. Whether they end the video and they're, you know, feeling the same way I feel, what they put out there helped me, motivate me, get me up. So yeah, that's usually what I do. Sometimes if that doesn't help, I might need a couple of days of watching videos. I might, you know, need some friendly family advice, you know, But that's usually what helps me. So I would just say find what makes you happy and motivates you. If it's, you know, depression or anxiety as well. Anxiety and depression are two different things, and some people think they're the same. But when I'm depressed about something, I'm usually depressed about something that I don't have or something that I want for myself, but I'm usually in a pity stage. Anxiety is usually me feeling anxious and nervous, to where I'm just in my head too much. Ugh, I hate anxiety. I hate anxiety more than I fucking hate depression. Because I normally beat depression's ass, but anxiety, that motherfucker be one on one with me. I hate anxiety, but like I said, everyone has their ways of dealing with it. So just like I said, find what makes you happy, find what motivates you, find what calms you down with anxiety, if you need to. And just when you get in that funk, know that it won't rain forever. I hate that cliche ass quote, but it's true. It won't rain on you forever. The sun has to come out at some point. It will come out. It's just a matter of how are you going to be prepared for when that moment happens, when the sun comes up. Are you going to be ready, or are you going to still make it seem like it's raining, thunderstorming, downpouring on your whole fucking life? It all depends on what you do and when you're ready, and when that moment is, when that door is open. When that door is open, you better get ready to jump through it, run through it, you know? So, that was a great question. Or was that a, yeah, said anyone feel? So yeah, that's a question. Let's get into the next one. So the next question is from, what? I don't think this is actually a question. It's from Paranoid A Bunny. Paranoid of Bunnyversity. Oh, let me see if I'm reading this wrong. Paranoid. I see the word paranoid. Paranoid Ab University. I don't know. But their question was actually 40 minutes ago. It says, I'm terrified a group of friends I had a falling out with are trying to destroy my life. Need support. Wow. That. Okay. So, I'm going to just call you paranoid. I'm going to just call you noidy. No. Para. I'm gonna just call you P. Okay? So, P, I've never gone through that. I've never gone through thinking ex friends were out to destroy my life. Like, destroy? That's very harsh. Maybe like embarrass me, or maybe expose some part of my life. But I've never had like an ex group of friends try to destroy my life. So let's just say, let me just think, if that was the case, if I had friends at some point in my life and we fell out, we had a falling out, and now they're trying to destroy my life. Destroying to me means make it disappear, like hurt, harm, not necessarily harm you, but harm. Nah, fuck that. Destroy my life? Yeah, that puts you in harm. So, first off, I'm just going to say what I would do. I would do a fat-ass restraining order on all the motherfuckers. A fat-ass one. You are scared for your life, and they are trying to destroy your life. So, first you need to put, you know, the law in your hands, so therefore you got a little paper trail. So if you have to, maybe I shouldn't say that, but I would definitely do a restraining order. Then I would get to the point where, you know what? I wonder how old you are. That matters how old you are. Okay, if you are a kid, a child, and they're just doing shit to make you get embarrassed at school, let me tell you something. As a child, you will learn that what you do as a child will affect you as an adult. I would definitely ignore the fuck out of these fuckers. And as long as they're not putting their hands on you, or they're not harming the ones that you love, just kill the motherfuckers with success. Keep staying in school. Keep, you know, drive yourself to do better. Make a new group of friends, or fuck making friends at all. Just at this point, fuck them. Do not give them attention, because kids love attention. And when they don't get attention, they throw temper tantrums. So I would just, and I'm not saying kids like 3, 4, 5 year olds. I'm saying teenagers. So, you know, high school, maybe middle school, but, you know, like kids, I say under 21 at this point. I would just say, fuck them. You know, when you give people attention and you show people that what they're doing is affecting you, that is what makes their gears grind to be, you know, oh, we doing it. We making paranoid. We making paranoid, upset, sad, angry. We're giving emotion to what we're doing to this person. Fuck them. As long as they don't put their hands on you, if they in your face with the shit, hell, that's another story too. If they put their hands on you, fuck them up. If they in your face with the shit, hell, you might have to fuck them up. Or you might have to just be good with you know, keeping that wall up. I don't know. I'm not really good at advice with, you know, high school shit, because back in high school, somebody was doing some fucked up shit to me. I'll call my cousins, honestly. I wasn't like a fighter, but a motherfucker would never try to put me out of my place. And that's a story time right there about this boy in the fucking locker room who thought he was going to try to, I don't know, punk me out just because I was a happy, joyful, funny person. I don't know if he thought he was just going to punk me out. A lot of people, it would be motherfuckers who just didn't like me because a lot of people did like me. And they didn't like that other people liked me. So they would try to be fucked up or show off a bad vibe. But I promise you, that was the day that motherfucker, Peter was his name. And you know what type of the name is. And no offense, okay? But Peter knew from that day forward that he would never, ever think about punking me out. That is a story time right there. And I'm just going to say, he spit on me. Like water. Like water fountain. And I'm making a little funny joke. And he lift up and spit all the water. He, oh, I wonder where Peter at now. That's going to be a story time for next time. But yeah, I guarantee you Peter won't try that shit again. Guarantee you of that. But if you are an adult and this is happening to you, like I said, I would file a restraining order on them immature ass motherfuckers and then get the law involved. Just because, hey, anything you do fucked up now will make you end up behind bars. So make sure you have a paper trail, you know, so therefore if you do have to fuck up another adult, you told them, hey, I told this motherfucker to stay away from me. So I would just say do that and kind of just ignore it too, because adults can be very childish. They can be more childish than a fucking child. So I would just say fuck them at this point. Get that restraining order, get you if you don't want to get you a permit, get you a nice taser, mace, get you a bundle of things that you need, Because a motherfucking can say everything that they want to say, but as long as you don't put your hands on me or get in my space, I can give a flying fuck what you do, but I will fuck you up. All right, so I think I kind of went a little dark with that last one, but I really meant everything I said. You can't let people see that you're affected by what they do, because then they feel like they winning. And you can win at whatever you want to win at in life, but you ain't winning at making me feel worse or bad. So you have to just defend yourself. Now the next question is from Vari, or Vari, VARI_K, and this was posted 3 hours ago. It says, my current job makes me feel anxious, hate myself, and feel like I cannot do anything right. And this is under the category of venting. Vari, let me tell you, I have felt this way, and I understand exactly what you're saying. Which is sad, because I have no advice for you besides to get away from what is making you unhappy. Happiness is the key, okay? When you are happy, you can give a fuck about anything else. When you're happy, you lead by positivity. When you are happy, you don't feel depressed most of the, well, yeah, because you're happy. Let's go back into me personally. I hate working. I hate working for businesses. I hate being an employee. I've been working since I was 12 years old. And I'm not meaning no little summer gig. I'm talking full truck. You know, I've been working. Now, there has been gaps in between, but trust me, in those gaps, it's not like I wasn't trying to, you know, make a living for myself, even if I was 19 years old. And yeah, I still wasn't with my mother, but I still had bills to pay. I came to term with me not liking to work when I would say 2018. I knew that I had something better in my life that was going to come and fill that void of employment, that I didn't have to be employed. You know, I can be self-employed. I can, you know, be a self-contractor, or not self, whatever it's called, freelancer. And all those things I do now, I do freelance work. Don't think Cellomode is actually closed. So my self-employment is freelance. Just freelance, really. Let me think. Well, investing, but that's not like consistent. That's more of like I'll gamble, which is not good. But either way, I just knew that being employed was not something I was anxious to do. I don't have, you know, a college degree to where I can be a neuroscience scientist or whatever the fuck it's called, or a doctor to where I am ranking in very great income doing something that I love. What I love to do, in my eyes, is no degree that can, you know, put you out there. I want to be a entrepreneur, and I'm not saying this in a cliche, oh, I'm going to be a business person, I'm going to be my own boss. No, I mean that. Like, I'm literally working to be my own boss. I have so many different adventures that I'm moving forward to. I have something right now that I'm working on that I just slapped my thigh. I hope y'all didn't hear that. I have something that I'm working on right now that today, just today, we've got great news on. And that's going to be probably my biggest source of income. So, and guess what? I'm my own boss. It's mine. Well, it's ours because it's a shared thing. But, you know, I don't have to answer to no one. What I would say is, something is making you feel anxious and hate yourself and feel like you can't do anything right, then it's not right for you. You need to get out there and you need to find what makes you happy. And happiness might not equal, you know, the same pay. But if you love something, you'll fit it in and you'll make it work. If you love something, if you love designing, or let me think of something more simple. If you love cooking, and I'm not saying chefs aren't making the best amount of money. I'm just saying, if you love cooking, and you have to resort to working at, you know, a fast food restaurant, you're doing something that you like, which is cooking. You know, they might put your ass at the cashier, but I'm just trying to say, in events of you feeling anxious and hating yourself, like hating your own self because of a job, when people don't realize when people can be depressed about a job. If you hate yourself, and who knows, God, you know, God hope that this doesn't happen. But if you were to kill yourself, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. If you were to commit suicide, I don't want to say it the right way. If you was to commit suicide, they would replace you in a quick. It wouldn't be no, oh, well, let's honor this person and keep this position closed for the rest of the remainder of this business. No, they're going to replace you. Just like if you injure yourself on the job, they're going to replace you. And you can't work, they're going to replace you. And maybe I should have said that instead of talking about offing yourself. But it gets to a point where don't let anything like this get you to a point where you are feeling these type of feelings, because it's not worth it at all. If you have to compromise your happiness for working two jobs because one job isn't making the cut, but it makes you feel great, then do it. Hustle. Because I'll be damned if I continue to live my life and feel like I hate what I'm doing every day and I feel anxious. That's damn near anxiety. And y'all just heard how I said I feel about anxiety. So if I have to feel that way every day just to make money, I can do it. So Vari, please find something that you have a passion for. And if this is something that you have a passion for, then maybe you need to find a different passion. I'm curious to know, like, what kind of job is it? My current job, maybe, I don't know. But yeah, that's my... All right, so the next one, I'm going to kind of combine these two a little bit. Rare_musician8248 said, I have no clue how to help myself. Need support. I wish it was a little bit more specific, and this was just 2 hours ago. I have no clue how to help myself. I'm sorry. I really don't have anything to say because I don't know the context of this this post. I have no clue how to help myself. If you're saying as far as helping yourself be better or be happy or whatever, just follow Solo Chats and listen every week, every Wednesday. And hopefully, you know, my words of wisdom and kindness and thoughtful caring and love will be able to help you, you know, find what you need to help yourself. All right. So, best of luck. Now the next one is from anonymous_5812. And they said, my mental state is horrible and I have no idea what to do. Sad, and this is in the category of sadness/grief. Again, in this state of mind that you are in, which is, you know, horrible and you have no idea what to do, my advice is to find your happiness. Find what makes you happy. If you look around or you think nothing in this life, in this world, in this realm that you are living in is making you happy, then you have to go out there and create happiness. Yeah, it might not make you happy to go watch your favorite television show, but maybe if you go out and produce and write your own script, that might make you happy. If you can't find happiness in something, you know, worth being happy about, I'm not saying a human, I'm just saying, people find happiness in food, but they might not have the ability to cook. So, you know, learn, teach yourself how to cook. You know, don't just give up at the first chance you get of saying, well, I tried, because you didn't try. You didn't try if you don't go all the way. If you really, really, really try, you will find what you are looking for. So if your mental state is horrible and you have no idea what to do, find what makes you happy and make it your everyday goal to make yourself happy. Don't sit there and dwell and feel bad for yourself. And I know it's one thing to say it rather than do it, because I get this way as well. But this is my advice to you. And also, same advice like I gave to the Rare Musician. Follow my page, not page, follow my podcast. And just listen to my previous episodes. Continue to listen every Wednesday. And email me, solochatspodcast@gmail.com. I literally want to be a helping hand, because I know how it feels to feel like you don't have a helping hand, to feel like you don't have support or love. Even if I do have love, I do have love for my family, friends who love me. I have all that, but sometimes you can have all that and still feel like you don't have any of it. And I'm sorry, I had to kind of take a pause because it brought me back. It didn't make me emotional or nothing. It just made me have to sit and pause real quick to think what I can tell you. And what I can tell you is, if you are out in this world and you have literally no one and you feel alone, don't feel alone, because there's so many other people who feel alone and who aren't alone just like you. I feel alone. Me, this is me saying this right now. I feel alone. I feel like no one understands me. But then 2 weeks from now, I feel like the whole world gets what I'm saying. So it goes back to saying it won't rain for long. Please, if you feel like you need comfort, some type of care, some type of, I can't even think of what I want to say, some type of love. I didn't want to say love, because it's like I don't just love people right away, but I love humans in a sense of I wish nothing bad on someone. I only want the best. And if you are in a situation where you are feeling alone and you are feeling like the whole world is against you and you have no one, know that you have me, because I felt that way. And I'm going to give you everything that I wish someone could give me when I feel that way. And that's just attention, a listening ear, you know, advice, all those things and more. So like I said, anonymous_5812, if you honestly feel like you have no idea what to do, find that happiness. And if you want, email me at solochatspodcast. I almost said the old email. solochatspodcast@gmail.com. And I got you. Okay? I got you. All right. Next question. All right. So, OSIFOES posted 3 hours ago, negative thinking to positive. And from what I'm guessing from the comment, so it's basically asking, how do you go from thinking negative to thinking positive? Honestly, I literally say positive thoughts, positive thoughts, positive. I repeat the shit in my head to where I'm annoyed by saying it, to where I have no choice but to think positive, because the negativity that I was thinking about is out of my head, because all I'm thinking about is positive thoughts, positive thoughts, positive thoughts, positive thoughts. Think positive, percent, think positive, positive, positive. I just continue to say it. I know that might be not the best scientific way to do it, but I'm just telling you, from me repeating it, affirming it to yourself, I'm going to think positive. Today is going to be positive. I'm going to be positive. God, let this be a positive day. God, give me the strength to be more positive than I was yesterday. And you know, if you're not religious and you know, you don't really talk to your creator, then just tell it within yourself, because you know, you have a, what is the word? Subconscious. I don't know, but you have a thought process. You have a way of putting things into effort. When you're asleep and you hear something, you sometimes start to dream it because it's in your ear. So when you hear something or when it's in your head and it's being repeated repetitively, then you start to act upon it. So when you saying, I'm positive, I'm going to be positive, positive day, positive thoughts, positive mind, positive activity, positive, then things start to move in a positive direction. So I would say start and try that, okay? And tell me how that goes. All right, so the next question is, oh, my stomach growling. I'm trying not to cut things out. I just want to give y'all like the unedited version of me this season and just, you know, just be me 100%. So, you know, yeah, my stomach was growling. I'm hungry and I'm going to eat after this. But the next question is Damn, how many O's is this? Hold on. L-O-O-O. Wait, O-O-O-O-O-V-E, my dog. I love my dog. Posted 3 hours ago. Damn, let me zoom out. Should I go to therapy to find direction / goals? Under the category need support? Abso-fucking-lutely, you should. Therapy is amazing. And I want to get into that subject very deeply, but to shorten what I want to say is therapy should not be something you should be ashamed of. Therapy is exactly what it means. Therapy, like, go there. I want to define direction, goals, maybe, let me think about that. Yeah, speak to a therapist, because therapists can help you find what you want to be your next goal, which direction you want to go in. Sometimes we can't personally make our own direction. Sometimes we might need that help of someone steering us in the right direction or giving us a goal. Asking us questions about what we want in life could help us, because they can be like, okay, well, it seems like if you like this, if you... Yeah, I'm about to go into category of cooking again because I'm hungry. If you like cooking, you like eating, you're very bored, you have a degree in videography, or if that's even a degree, maybe you should start a YouTube channel. Maybe you should cook on a YouTube channel. Maybe that should be your next goal. Or maybe you should start your own recipe vlog. I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. But, you know, therapy is very, very therapeutic for me. Personally, I've been in therapy and I'm started back therapy. So I would definitely agree to that. Therapy, therapy, therapy. All right. So that was all of the questions. There is one more question, but I am not answering this because it is... it goes into religion and it goes into self-diagnostic motivation. Yeah. So I'm not going to get into that question. I thought about it and it's a no for me right now, just because I want to make sure that this episode is just nice and flowy and free and nice. I don't really want to get too deep and dark right now, or at all, but you know, I know that at some point we are going to have conversations that, you know, a lot of people steer away from. But yeah, I am genuinely excited for season 3. Season 3 is going to be a fucking amazing. I'm not giving up. I'm doing everything right. Reddit Reads is here to stay. Now, it might not take that long to do a Reddit Read, but I just wanted to, you know, fill this show up, this episode with, you know, just something that was very popular. And I guarantee that we're going to have guests like we did last season. The four guests that I had on season 2, not one of those episodes are up. So hell, we're going to bring them back. we're going to bring them back. We're going to have a reunion on season three. We're going to have different circles, have different segments. I'm excited, and I hope that today, just with the advice that I was given in the Reddit Reads, it helped someone. If it did help you, please share it with someone who you think might need it, you know? But yeah, I think we should go ahead and just end this episode off. I do want to say, please, if you are watching, follow Solo Chats Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google, Pocket Casts, Radio Public. And that's another thing. I'll say it. Another thing is, 2 weeks ago, I decided to start season three. So 2 weeks ago, or maybe a week and a half ago, Overcast, Amazon, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio were emailed by myself to get the platform Solo Chats distributed. I hate that word. Distributed on their platform. So let's wait for the approval. Again, fingers crossed, Overcast, finger crossed, Amazon, finger crossed, Stitcher, and finger freaking crossed, iHeartRadio. Y'all, something happened with my software, so I had a feeling that iHeartRadio, I hope it blended in well, but finger freaking crossed, iHeartRadio. Now, Station Head was something that I was trying to get on as well, but I realized it's more of radio. Radio Public is radio, but it also has podcasts. So Station Head, and that's something I don't have to get approved for. You know, I can just do it. But we'll think about that maybe in the future. For right now, you guys just follow us on Twitter at Solo Chats. Also, Solo Mode will be coming out very freaking soon. You know, rate us on those platforms hardest. Follow, subscribe. And I can say I'm very happy. Like, I'm excited. So, I said I'm a lot, huh? Yeah. This is it. Thank you guys for listening. And I can't wait to talk to you guys on episode 2 every Wednesday. Bye.